What missionary is famous for making no financial appeals, apart from prayerful supplication, yet seeing God provide in wonderful ways? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we've got to be talking here about George Mueller, right?
John, George Mueller was German-born, but he's known around the world for founding orphanages in 19th century Britain. He's also known for refusing to directly solicit financial support. Now, the Bible doesn't rule out making a need known. We know the Apostle Paul didn't hesitate to talk about money. He was thankful for the support of the Gentile churches. He was quick to share about the needs of believers in Jerusalem. However, like Paul, Mueller understood the critical issue. We need to keep our eyes on the Lord.
So it's not always easy to do that, though. God tends to use people as his instrument of grace and provision, and it's easy for us to kind of drop our gaze.
That's why George Mueller's story is a good reminder about where our help truly comes from. Mm-hmm. Now, Mueller wasn't locked away in his prayer closet 24/7. He was a local pastor. He preached three times a week from the pulpit. He built five orphanages that provided a home for over 10,000 children, impacting the lives of thousands more.
So his ministry was the best testimony to the work that the Lord was doing.
George Mueller kept first things first. He didn't dedicate his life to knocking on doors. He dedicated his life to answering the call God had placed on his life. He reached out to the Lord in prayer. And you can be sure countless godly people were willing to stand in the gap. George Mueller's message for ministries is not, don't ask for help, but remember others are responsible to ask on your behalf.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at reasonwhy.org, including a brand new monthly devotional. Check it out, reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.